Welcome to the Sassy Creative Podcast. I'm your host, Katherine Hampton. I started my own handmade business as a hobby in 2013. After hours and hours of research and trial and error, I was able to grow my own handmade business from a hobby into a full-time income that now supports my family. My goal is to help you implement those same strategies that I use in my business so that you can skip the stress and get straight to success. Now let's get started. Hello, welcome back to the Sassy Creative Podcast. I'm your host, Katherine Hampton. Today's episode is going to be a quick chat about goal setting. Now, I've always been a planner and a goal setter. My childhood was like it was a bit chaotic, and I think keeping lists and tracking goals was just a way to have like some sort of semblance of order and control in my life. So I've always loved just scribbling in my little Lisa Frank spirals and checking things off. And I still do that now. I think my planner now is that Erin Condren, and I just mark things down, check them off, and love just the goal setting and the goal planning. So all of that being said, goal setting and goal planning is incredibly important for growing your business. It's important to think in, you know, different time increments too. So not just daily. You know, you need to think, where do I want to be by the end of the quarter? Where do you want to be in 6 months? You know, how about in 5 years? This whole act of setting goals is scientifically proven to help you get more done. So it's not just, you know, me saying, hey, this works for me, you should try it too. It really is something that's beneficial to your success. So how do you set reasonable goals for your business? How do you do it in a way that doesn't, you know, just leave you feeling overwhelmed and frustrated and just, you know, completely worn out and over it? So the first thing that you want to do is make sure that the goals are meaningful. You don't want to set goals that you're just doing it because everybody else, that's their goal. So maybe you should make it your goal too. You really want to get clear on why you want to achieve these goals. Is your goal financial security? Do you want a life that allows creative freedom? Get clear on why those are your goals. This is going to help you to stay motivated. So once you're clear on your why, then it's time to break it down. It's so much easier to achieve your goals if you break them down into bite-sized pieces rather than just one giant end goal. So rather than saying I'm starting an Etsy shop, that's the end goal, is to start an Etsy shop. You break it down into each task that it takes to set up the shop with a date of completion. The date of completion is really important because you can have a goal, but you need to know what the goal date is too. Or you could have it, you know, do you want it done in 6 months or 10 years? So you really need to have that date of completion that's also driving you of when you want it done. So you'll say, my shop policy is done by this date, the about page done by this date, the FAQs by this date, and so on and so on. You see what I mean by this? So there's nothing wrong with having a large goal, you know, a big end goal. But when you look at this huge end product, it can be super overwhelming and lead you to just say, oh, forget it. There's too much to do. I'm never going to get it done. And you say I'm just going to move on to something else. But if you say, okay, I need to do XYZ in this order and by these dates in these much smaller pieces, it's much more attainable and it's much more likely that you'll achieve it. It also gives you more opportunities along the way to see and measure your progress. So you're much less likely to give up because you can see that you're making progress towards your end goal. So breaking it down into these little pieces, it also serves as your action plan to make you less likely to give up before you get to the finish line. So when you're setting your goals, you also have to recognize that there's probably going to be some things that don't go as planned. You just have to be prepared to readjust your plan, you're recalculating, and you trudge on. Those are just part of the process, especially when you're running your own business. So allow yourself some extra time and some grace. Just be kind to yourself for when those inevitable rough patches occur. They do come up. These are learning processes. These are ways for you to just kind of adjust things and processes within your business. As an entrepreneur, you are going to be perpetually setting goals. This is how you grow your business. So you'll be testing, tweaking, making changes, and hopefully continuing to grow your business. If you don't adapt and change within your business will ultimately die. So you have to constantly be in that mindset that you're okay with growth and change. That's how your business continues to stay alive and thrive. So as entrepreneurs, you know, the sky's the limit with your goals. We just have to be mindful that we create action plans that are realistic. So accountability can also be really helpful when you're goal setting. If you would like extra accountability or feedback with your goals, you are welcome to join other business besties in the Sassy Creative Business Besties Facebook group. If you enjoyed today's episode, I know it was super short and sweet, but if you enjoyed today's episode, please take a photo of the podcast cover art and share it on Facebook or Instagram and tag at Sassy Business Besties so that we can help as many creatives as possible. Thank you so much for joining me today. I will talk to you soon. Bye.